Track 13.
Now that you've reached the top of the stairs, you'll notice very large, what looks almost like the half hull of a ship, and in fact it's a half hull of a North Atlantic right whale. This model is based on an animal named limpet, who unfortunately has not been seen since 1998. You also notice she's wrapped in fishing gear. The most prevalent cause of injury and death for these animals now is entanglement in both active and occasionally in ghost gear, gear that has not been used in years, but still as it floats around or either as it floats freely or is floating as it's hooked on something submerged, it continues to catch fish and occasionally will catch whales, dolphins, and porpoises. Fortunately, there's quite a bit of research going on now to try to remove vertical lines from fixed gear in the water, whether it's lobster gear or fishing nets. You'll see hanging to limpet's right what looks like several lobster cages. The cage on top is fitted with a timer, what looks like a scuba tank, and all of the ability to fill that orange float bag. That bag is strong enough, and the air that's pumped into it is strong enough to lift the first lobster cage out of the water. All subsequent cages, which are connected by the usual length of rope, which is anywhere from 60 to 120 feet typically, can then get pulled out of the water normally, like every other day that a lobsterman is out there to pull up his gear. But the only time this first float comes up is when either the timer goes off or in a different version of this lobster raft, there is a computer in the first cage that is signaled by a computer on the deck of the boat to haul the gear up. Similar gear involves either canisters or bags on the bottom of the ocean, which get signaled by a computer in the boat to release the float, which pulls up the ropes, and then, again, pull the gear out of the water like a lobsterman normally would. This gear is still in development, still trying to get the cost down, but it's a good partnership between researchers and the fishing industry.